can't miss Lady Wilson at Country Thunder, Saskatchewan. Single day tickets are on sale now. See Lady Wilson with Max McNown, Nolene Hoffman, Soli Burrows, and Kelsey Kulik on July 12th. Or buy a weekend pass to see superstars Riley Green, Creed, and so many more. Plus Buck and Thunder Pro Bull Riding. See Lady Wilson live and loud at Country Thunder, Saskatchewan. Tickets and camping at countrythunder.com.
It's Tuesday and time for the good, the great, and the ugly. First, the good. Kind of feels like Canada's ready to go off, doesn't it? Canada's leading its pool at the World Cup and can cinch it with a win on Wednesday versus Switzerland in Vancouver and move on to the next stage. I'm guessing your upbringing isn't too different from mine. Soccer was the furthest thing from our mind. But in the 90s, a lot of my friends' kids were playing soccer, and I thought to myself, this is going to be big in 30 years. Now, here we are. And when I saw my 86-year-old uncle watching soccer in his farmhouse living room on Sunday afternoon, I thought to myself, we're not going back. Next to great, I'm getting lots of messages from my Florida friends over the past 24 to 36 hours. It's always been the place to be, sports-wise, but with the NHL's Panthers acquiring Brady Tkachuk on Sunday and the NBA's Heat acquiring the Greek Freak on Monday, South Florida sports is about to go off. Now, if we could just do something about the NFL's Dolphins, who were picked to win 4-5 games by NFL Radio's Zig Fricasse on the RP Show. And finally, the ugly. Every year, Theron Fleury hopes to hear his name included in the Hall of Fame induction class, and every year, he's disappointed. That happened again on Monday, when this year's class was announced. It's headlined by Brian Burke. No argument here. But Keith Tkachuk? I like Keith a lot as a player. But a Hall of Famer? No. Methinks the voters got caught up in being prisoners of the moment. Keith's boys are the current poster children of the NHL. And forgot to check resumes. Tkachuk's doesn't hold a candle to Theo's. And sadly, for that reason, I can't take the Hall of Fame seriously anymore. That's today's Rod Peterson commentary.